Sometimes in the end of a sefer it says Shalei Lohitzi Ani Yarchaluk, not to leave a blank page. They stick in something. So not to waste the time, I'll tell you something I realized last year. I must have seen it somewhere. That Shushan Habira and Ir Shushan are two different things. Like New York, New York, yeah. Shushan Habira, well, more Shushan Habira is a big building. It says that when a gomel is walking with flax and it catches fire, it's Nisraf Kol Habira Kula, it says. So Shushan Habira is the palace. And it answers a lot of kashas. There's the problem right in the beginning. It says that after 180 days, he made seven more days. Whatever it is, in the chatzur he fit in the whole Shushan, the whole city fit into his chatzur. How big could the chatzur have been already? You know, you can't fit the whole America when they do demonstrations, the Capitol Mall. No, it's very good. It was Kol Yehudim. No, the 7 days Kol Yehudim should be Shushan Habira. So Shushan Habira, whoever was part of his thing, and that's why it fits well. It says that Mordechai Yehudi from Shushan Habira. What's the big deal? It doesn't say the name of the city by everybody, but Shushan Habira means from the palace. Not from the city. That answers, pardon me, all the years, it says, That's all they can muster to kill is 500 people? What? If it means, it means in the royal, that's like Washington D.C., you know, the royal area, so that it makes sense, they have 500 people, but they killed tens of thousands, 75,000, the whole Medina. So, but in Shushan Habira only Hargum Chamesh Me'esish, it makes it sound like a lot. It's not a lot. Because it's not the whole city, it's just Shushan Habira. What? 40 is nothing. It's up in the bucket. But, Vadas Nitna B'Shushan Habira. Voir Shushan Navaicha, so it says Hadas Nit Mishushan Habira. Voir Shushan Navaicha makes a lot of sense. The rule came out from the palace, Mishushan Habira. Voir Shushan Navaicha, everyone in the city will see it. Otherwise, we're saying the same thing twice. Hadas Nit Mishushan Habira, Voir Shushan Navaicha, Mishushan, the whole Shushan, it's a strange part. What? They had an image of Shushan. It was, why they had to be something like this.
Because
okay.
He gave permission.
What?
Because he gave permission.
It's a grateful thing. Okay, we are in Siman Zayin. We're up to Sivav. The last thing we had learned was the Din of Eid Nasadayin. The Ramah Paskin that Eid Nasadayin. We pass them by Drabanans, not by Deraises, like by Kiyum Shtaris that are Drabanan. Okay, we're up to Sivav. Very political Sif. Listen to what it says. Mishatoivin Oisei Lodoin Lefnei Dayin Shekotan Mimenu. You hear this one? If someone gets Asmada to an entire, and the Dayin is not as great as him, Lakavli dain shakat mimenu, ena dain yachal kaifei leilach lefanav. Yeah? If the person sending you the azmana is less tamal chacham than you, you don't have to go. What do you say to that? Who gets to decide? How do you rate that? Well, it says in the Pisrei Tshuva, how do you rate it? In Ches, in Pisrei Tshuva Ches, lefnei dain shakat mimenu, kasa b'sefi b'rkei Yosef. Nothing to do with age. You measure his wisdom. So easy way to rate it, You rate it by wisdom. Simple. I don't know. Sometimes it's quite obvious one way or the other.
Doesn't
but
that mean no one can take the rouse to base it?
Of course.
No, does that mean something about a person who told them to go to someone so that it would be less of a common custom? I mean, it shows you that a person else.
I have this ma'isa, it's ongoing. We're in the Sephardic community in 2017. It's signed by five rabbanim, all big tamei chachamim by the Sephardim. They put someone in cherem. Refused to give his wife a get, and he was mezalzel and bezdin. And I don't know the story personally, but they put him in cherem. So he now went to an Ashkenaz Rosh Bezdin and sent Azmana to the five Dayanim, or to three out of the five, suing them for causing him a hefsid by putting him in chayr. Yeah, this. So somebody called me. He said, "What are you doing? What's this guy doing? What's it?" I have no doubt that the person who sends this Azmana is katad mehem b'chochma. I have no doubt. First of all, where's his brains? He's, you know, a Sephardic guy with a Sephardic bezin and an Ashkenaz fellow. I don't know. And he's not a bad person. He's just, you know, he said, Leisagurim Neish. He wants Azmana. I'm sending Azmana. But it didn't make any sense. So I thought maybe he didn't get a copy of the Cherem. So I asked him, the Sephardic community, send me a copy. I'll send it to him. So he sent me an email Friday. Because the Cherem in 2017, who says, is the Cherem forever? So I wrote back, yeah, Cherem is forever. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Actually, Yomus B'Cherem, it says. But I'm not sure he knows where Dine Cherem are. They're not a Cheshem Mishnah. I mean, seriously, they're in Yeridea, right before the Dine Kvura. Because Meis B'Cherem, there's certain Dine Kvura. So I have to send it back an email giving me the Maramokim. Yeah, I mean, that's what he wrote to me. I have an email. He says the Cherem forever was in 2017. I can't understand.
The problem is not that he's less of a Talmud Chacham, he's not a Talmud Chacham.
I don't think he's not a Talmud Chacham at all, but I don't know. It's just a terrible lapse in judgment. And I wrote to him that I don't think you called them to Din Torah anyway, so I knew the verse and page. You know, I told him, look at Siman Zayin. He said, Vav, I don't know that you can do it. So that he didn't answer. But so there are times where it's quite obvious that it's just the Tevei just playing games and he's duping. He probably went to 10 Bati Din until he found someone willing to do it. But that's what it says here. It says that he could come if he wants, and they could send Azmana. It's a very interesting thing that you know, Chinami, if the person wants to come, he can come. It's true. Now it says at the end of the Mechaber, so what do you do with a fellow? If he's the brightest man in town, he's the biggest Talmid Chacham in town, so he's invulnerable to Dinei Torah? No one can ever take him Dinei Torah? How does that work? So Shulchan Aruch does say, listen to what it says, Ela mechan fi man di ikah hasa mechakimei. You take the Chachamim of the year, they may be smaller than him, but you take a number of them together. Uma'aynim bi'beinayu. Now what does that mean? Ma'aynim bi'beinayu. They're looking at it together. So the Sma brings a couple of pshatim. It's a little ambiguous. Ma'aynim, what does it mean, the ma'ayin? So pirish donim bi'neihem. V'achi karmak. Shadayni ha'ir ha'ashpolim. Be'enei ha'chocham. Ladin lefneihem. When you have shvelim, they're smaller than the person they're calling. What do? They do? So he says that pshat may be that you're down in front of them. So the first pshat he brings is that donim b'fneihem. That you're done in front of a number of them. But he says the loshem ha'ainin is mashma some sort of a pshara b'neihem. That's what he says. And I don't know. Look in Nesivah's Tess. He quotes the Sma. There are words missing in the Sma. Nesivah's Tess brings the first pshat. Second pshat is a pshara. First pshat is a din. So in the Sivis test, it says the chidushim test pirish chol chakimei ma'ainim v'dona b'nayu. This is what he says. Kivan diyesh isuf kol hachachamim less lazy lusa. For one person smaller than him to call him to a bezin, that's a zilzel. But since there are a group of chachamim in the town, so even though he may be more chacham than them, but once you have a number of chachamim, less lazy lusa, it's not such a bezayin. Sma. Now, asma doesn't say it. Pesachei Tshuva, you're also quoting from the sma. Am I missing something? Our sma doesn't say those words. That since it's a bunch of people, I don't know. I looked at it a couple times, I don't see that explanation. But that's the first explanation. The second explanation is a pshara. The Tumim says the ikra is the first pshat. To give someone a pshara just because he's a chacham, as he says, is a chilul Hashem. He has to go through the entire process. And he goes with the first pshat that if you have a group of tamidei chachamim, so it's not considered to be a zilusa to the person who's being summoned. And therefore you summon them. One more thing, Pesachei Tshuva test says what Reb David was saying a minute ago. It only says L'Kayfei Leil Chafanav. Pesachei Tshuva test is the bottom of the first column, four lines in the bottom. L'Kayfei Leil Chafanav. Ayin B'Sefer Berkei Yosef. Ayin Tes Vav Digdim Maloshen Zeh. Sfir Leil Hagoyin. If he's willing to go to his entire if the sum is smaller than him, Matzi Yazel, Vein Zazilzel. Elo Chasarin Kavid, it's a Chasarin Kavid, but it's Chacham Shemachal Kavid, it can be Michael. Bach Yasi Shafinami, Honda Mash, and Lashon Hagain, the Hadayim Matzi Mazman Lay, I'm sure what he said. The Hain's a lot of said the Hazmana. El Shein Yachal Kaifa, he just can't force them. So that's the bottom line. So you can send Azmana. I don't know what you're going to do. Someone says you're cutting me, man. How do you figure out who's cutting, who's gundle? It's like it's come out impossible today.
Dine
mom. I don't know what you mean.
You can't put the law in your own hands and take what you think is right and that's yours from someone that's a
chacham. But you don't have edim, you're allowed to go take it yourself. So that, I think, applies to everybody. A person has to be honest with himself, I think. Now, obviously, if a person had a talmud chacham, you can't see how much deal a nafshe. Someone says, I thought about it, and I'm right, so you ask him, what is it based on? Which siman in Shulchan Aruch? Like, what is it based on? Okay. Anyway, that's Sivav. Sivav is Dayan Shekat Mimenu. So I'm not sure how you go about doing that, but Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin is a tricky simin, a very interesting sif. The question of paskening for an oyhev, for someone that's a friend. You get dive for someone that's a friend, a relative, we know it's Xeris HaKasuv. Psul of relative, the Gemara really says, is Xeris HaKasuv. It's not because you're going to favor your relatives. If someone paskens, and he doesn't know the person is his relative, and then they find out it's his relative, it's also not a psak. Gemara's Lashon is, it's in the last parak of Bava Basra, that still kurv is Xeris HaKasuv, afilu Moshe v'Aaron. That's the Lashon there. Even Moshe and Aaron are craving that they're apostle one for the other. They're apostle to be Dayanim. There's an interesting Rabbi Chanan there, who is quote, Rabbi Chanan says, if Moshe and Aaron say Eidus together, they're craving, they can't be Eidus together. But we would paskin that way anyway, out to Nansadi, that it's true. If Moshe and Aaron say it, like an Ansadi is true. Probably Moshe without Aaron, Aaron without Moshe also may be good enough. But he says, Edom is not Edom. You can't give Malkus based on an Ansadi. So Moshe and Aaron can't say this together. What?
He's saying that.
I think so. It's really a Gemara. The Gemara with Deishas for Papa, I once quoted. Yeah. So if you know, you know. Not Eishas for Papa, Eishas Rava. Yeah. Okay. So let's learn. It's quite complicated. The dinim of Paskini for a friend. But relatives are allowed to be krivim, are allowed to, Edis are allowed to be krivim, are allowed to be friends. Say Edis, there's no psul korva. To be a dayan, there's a psul korva. Now, it may be that Bezdin would look a little more suspiciously at relatives who say Edis, but in Kol Zeh, they're not possible to say Edis. So let's go. We're learning Hilchas Dayanim now, so we're talking now about being a dayan. So we have here a machlaikis, the machaber and the ramah, a serious machlaikis. When I say serious, it's all serious, but a very big difference between them. It's based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the second perek, brings the pasuk, v'hu lai oyev lai, v'lai mevakish ra'asai. The pasuk says he's not his enemy and he doesn't want his bed. Hu lai oyev lai lahidai. It talks about there a Sine being possible as an Oyev, as a Eid or as a Dayan. The Gemara says Sine, Ashkot Sine, Oyev Minayin, Kavachaymer. Someone with Chashel on a Sine, certainly an Oyev. What Kavachaymer is, I'm not sure, but as I state the Gemara. Now, that Gemara is not, that pasuk is not talking about shayftim. That pasuk is talking about someone who kills b'shaygeg and goes to Golus. It's the end of Bamidbar and the end of Maaseh. And it says if someone kills someone else, b'shaygeg goes to Golus. V'hu lo yayiv lo yivu mevakish rasa. If he's a sainay, then it's karav lemezid. And he doesn't go to Golus. He doesn't go to Golus. The Gemara is somehow comparing it. So there are chalukei days that it's an asmachta or a gzeres hakasev. It's hard to see it's gzeres hakasev. We'll see in a minute. Avodah Zarah Gershuni says it's an asmachta, it's a drabana, which we'll get to. I once heard from a Reuven Feinstein of Pshat, in the Gemara, someone kills someone else b'shayge. Let's say he's chopping wood with his axe, and the head of the axe flies off, and he kills somebody. So he goes to Galus. If the person it kills is a Sine, sees a car of Lemezid, he doesn't go to Galus. So he said, what's shot? He's hammering with an axe. If he planned it, you know, that he's swinging his axe, and the head flies off and hits the guy and kills him, you couldn't plan it in a million years to do it. It's not Shayach. Right, you knock you with an axe, and then he goes like this, derech aliyah, and it flies off, and it kills the guy. So it's karav lemezid all of a sudden. What kind of karav lemezid? It was certainly nothing deliberate. The physical fast couldn't be deliberate. So what Reb Reuven said is that sometimes a person does things, and let's say he's chopping wood. So if his grandson is standing nearby, he tells him, move away. You know, I'm chopping wood. It's a little dangerous. There are certain precautions that he would take. If the guy near him is a friend, he would take maybe not many precautions of grandson, but he would also take precautions. If it's a Sine, he doesn't take any precautions. So the Karv Lemezid idea is that there are a lot of subtle parts to a person's negius. A person's negayah to a Sinai, it doesn't mean he's going to kill him because he's a Sinai, but it means a certain lack of reverence for the life of the person. If that's the pshat, then it's a little easier to understand why the Gemara compares it to a dayan, a paskening for an oyev or a Sinai. Not that the dayan is necessarily going to say, I hate the guy, I'm going to pask him wrong. But that in the psak he'll be more prone to not review his svara as much, and more prone to make a mistake or lavdavka deliberately because it's his enemy. However, this is machlekes mechaber amah. Tremendous machlaikis in halacha lemaisa. The mechabishita is like the pashtus of the Gemara. Siv Zayin. Asa la'adam la'adayin, l'mishu oyhavai, hafal pi she'enoi shushvinai. What's shushvinai? So the sma on the right side, five lines on the bottom, yudches shushvinai, b'zayin yimechu pasai, nikra hametaplim imai shushvinai. Somebody, when he's preparing for a chasana, is busy with him, that's called shushvinai. So it sounds like there's a supercar, a friend, and a regular friend. A regular oyev is your friend, and somebody that you take with you to, at a time when you need someone to rely on. I think so. They would give each other. Shushvinin is usually the one who walks them down, are called Shushvinin. The one who walks down the aisle is called Shushvinin. But anyway, so what does the Mechaber say? There's no difference in a regular friend or Shushvinai. Apishena Shushvinai. V'loirei asher kedavshai. And not a friend that's as close to him as his nefesh. I don't know exactly how you measure that, but it means it doesn't have to be your best friend. Any friend is possible. V'loi l'misha sainai. You're not somebody you hate. Alpi sheinai oyev loi v'loi mevakish rasa. He's that terrible enemy. He's just no average enemy. So, elatzara shiyah hashnei baleidinim shavin b'enei hadayonim u'belibam. The dayonim have to be equal in the eyes of the dayonim and in their hearts. The best dayin is someone who doesn't know any, doesn't know either side. And that's the best dayin. So Mechaber Shita is a relatively simple Shita, and I guess a logical Shita, that if you have any friendship or hatred to any one of them, it's automatically passels you, and you can't paskin din at all. The Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger on the left, Siv Zayin, who ayavai, dichta betzidai, ayin shuvas avai disagar shuni, simulami gimel, the shutvai bebeka humemka mikri ayavai. Somebody who's a business partner is called a friend, assuming they get along. Somebody who's a business partner, that's called ayavai, that's considered a friend. The Avodas Gershuni is published in the Gilyan of this set of Rabbi Kiva Eger, of Shulchan Aruch with Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he has a hava mita to be mechalik between Sinei and Ayev, the level of friendship. And he says kol apoiskem lechilku b'kach, but he ends up, and this is important for our further discussion, ela dekamayinin and shapir. If I look into the sugya well, I see the following. Devadai oye v'sainei enam psulim elam idivreyam. V'kras machta bi'alma. The pasuk is in asmachta. V'zeb shita l'das haramam disfirlei afilo oye v'ay b'miktsas osaloi l'dainai. That even if he's not a super friend, just the average friend, it's already possible. And that's a psul d'rabbanan, nafkamina. From the words of the Rambam. So he learns the Avodas Gershuni, and again I have it in my Gilyan, maybe you have the Shulchan Aruch Im Rabbeinu Akiva Eger HaShalom, they once published, has the whatever Akiva Eger Tzech and Suit has it either in the Gilyan or in the back. And the point here is that the Psul is the Psul d'Rabbanan, and we'll see where it comes up in a minute. So the Mechaber Shita, as I said, is an easy Shita. The Ramah, and we'll read the Ramah in a second, is Mechalik between a regular friend, an Oyev, and a Shushvinim. Mechalik in a Sainé, and a Sainé Mamish. Sainé Mamish is Shloi Dibur Imai Shloi Shiyamin. That he went 3 days without talking to him. Now, sometimes you go 3 days without talking to someone because you don't meet him. That's not what it means. It means that that he had the opportunity. Shulshim is 3 days. That if he passed him and he ignored him, he didn't even say good morning, he didn't respond to a good morning, or he doesn't talk to him. That's called the Sinai. And the Gemara act of Mishnah says Chashushalom Nechshuv Yisrael Al Kach. Jews do such a thing, so we know that sometimes Jews do such a thing, but that's a different level Sinai. Now the Ramah is mechalik between a regular Oyev and an Oyev that's a Shushvinin. Mechalik between a regular Sinai and a Sinai Shli Dibarimai. How's he mechalik? So it's actually, the reason I say Zagdama, the Rambam actually has two versions of the Chilik. Hagah. Miyu. Imdanu dineyem din. Okay, the first thing he says, the Avodah Zarah Gershuni said, even in the Mechaber's Deya, that b'di'eved, the din is a good din. V'yeshayimim, the b'sayneh mamish, shloi dibarimai, shloi shayamim, metech eva. If you didn't speak to him 3 days because he has bad feelings to him, only in those the din is not a good din b'di'eved. On the second side, he brings even a bigger kula. He's allowed to pass in lechatchila. So therefore, the second shita holds a bigger kula, that it's mutter to do it. When you have two yeshayimrims, the halacha is like the second one. So right, we have a rule in Shulchan Aruch. If the first shita is stam, and the second is yeshayimrim, we pass like the stam. If two shitas are yeshayimrims, we pass like the second. That's the code for
Shulchan. The second one just doesn't describe anything.
The second says you allow lechatchila to, Oyev is allowed lechatchila to pass him. The first sheet is said b'di'eved. And Oyev, that's not a shushvinin.
Only
means chassidus. The second sheet is saying that an Oyev is mutter it's only shushvinin and lady b'ay shoshiyamim that apostle, but an Oyev and a sinai are mutter. Yeah, for sure. Once he paskins, it's going to be bad news. It's going to be, yeah. Well, what I'd like to share with you is something the Chazon Ish wrote in Emunah B'Tochen. There are a number of memorable passages. Those of us who learned the Chazon Ish's Emunah B'Tochen article just put it out with an English translation. And there are those, there's something called the Emunah Hotline, the B'Tochen Hotline. The Tochen Hotline gives you all kinds of chizik and guarantees that everything will be fine. I have an answer with a donation request, I have no idea. But there, they say everything not like the Chazon Ish. I don't know the Tochen. They say, Haraya, Chazon Ish didn't publish it. It's Haraya, he didn't hold of it. So unfortunately, he never looked at it. At the end of the Sefer, it says that he would never be zechut to finish the Sefer. The Chazon Ish never finished it. It could be, it's a possible reason why he didn't publish it. A good reason not to publish something. He's going to get around to finishing it. There's no reason to say he had charata from anything here. And in Perek Gimel, Halacha Lamed, Ois Lamed, he says something which is the subject of a lot of debate. He says, Yesh Oy, this is the way it starts. The whole thing is about, the woman talks about the way people think, the way people have common thoughts of people that are incorrect. Part of the Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, not this piece, but he talks about, he really explains, I don't know how to say it in a nice way, in Europe, in the yeshivas, there was the Muslim movement, and there was this sort of anti-Muslim movement. There was a Muslim movement that had to learn Sifrei Musar. And there was an anti-Sifrei Musar movement that said that it's not important to learn Musar Sfarim, it's important to learn. And it was a very, after Rabbi Salanter passed away, it became a very, very heavy machlokes. Slabatka was from the Musar Yeshivas. It was called Knesset Yisrael, after Rabbi Salanter. They opened up in Slabatka, a yeshiva across the street, which they call Knesset Yitzchak Chana. He's a Chana inspector who was from the other camp, from the sort of the more anti-Muslim movement camp. Now you have to understand, Slabodka was one dirt street town. That's all it had. There's one, Rapam was there, he was in the yeshiva. There was one street, and it wasn't paved. That was the whole Slabodka. Slabodka was across the river from Kovno. Kovno is the capital city of Lithuania. It was the big merchant town. And across the river, we say across the river, they describe it as like a rickety bridge that you crossed. And then was Slabodka. So Slabodka had two yeshivas. It had the Knesset Yisrael, Knesset Yitzchak Chana. It's hard for us to understand, like, who cares? But have to understand the passion that was in it. The Chazon Ish in Emunah B'Tochen, one of the pieces, everything is worth learning, but one of the pieces is worth, he talks about how you're supposed to get Mussar from Shulchan Aruch. The discipline of following halacha is the true source of Mussar. And he decries people learn Mussar Sfarim without Shulchan Aruch. He gives an example by Richos here in Paragimel. He gives a mashal, the difference between someone who learns Shulchan Aruch and someone who learns Mussar Sfarim. He says somebody came to, there was a town that had an old Malamed, the Malamed for 40 years in town. A young Malamed came and he opened up his own cheder, and he attracted people. Everyone wants the young one, they don't want the old one. The old one's losing his paranasa. He says the gut feeling of everybody is that the new guy is a raidif. This man has been doing people, teaching people all the years, and serious nefesh, he's a raidif. And they're right of him. He says, if they go according to their feelings, so they say, he's a writer. They take out the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, it says that there's no competition when it comes to being a Malamed Tanaikis. It's more important for Klal Yisrael to have the best Malamed than to worry about competition. And therefore, you're allowed to open up a competing yeshiva, Malamed. So he says, those who don't look at Shulchan Aruch call the young Malamed a raidif. And they're raidif him. And those who learn Shulchan Aruch know that the ones being raidif him, they're the raidif, because he's entitled to do it. It's his example. So it's a lot of this machshava is in the Emunah B'Tochen. It explains wherever you're holding in the... Rabbi Yaakov used to say the Muslim movement is dead. It died with the Talmid Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Ravolbi wrote, in America it's dead, but in Eretz Yisrael they have Rav Dessler. I think Rav Dessler is, there are some yeshivas that must be yeshivas most on that. But this explains, someone showed me in Derech Sicha, Mechaim Knievsky writes, Pam achas re'isi Abba u'mesil susharim biyadai. He says, once I saw Abba and he had a Musa Sefer in his hand. So, and I asked him, what are you doing with a Musa Sefer? So, it is very strange when you read it. What's he saying? Pam achas v'isi abba, a Musa Sefer b'yaday. But if you understand, the Chazon Ish was firmly in the other camp. So, you understand. Pam achas v'isi abba. So it's interesting. He said he asked his father. And his father said that he went to Navardik. And from then he's Malumid to learn Musar. Every day, till an olam musar, except 2 days a year. Which 2 days a year? Huh? No. He says Purim and Simchas Torah. Except 2 days a year to learn some musar. So apparently he did it. His son never saw him with a musar. Anyway, it's just an interesting thing about what used to get people all excited once upon a time. But today, I don't think anybody feel very strongly one way or the other on this issue. I don't think so. But be that as it may, listen to what he says in Paragimel Islam. Yesh oid ra'a chayla is another ra'a chayla. How do you say? A sick problem. Asha hayetzer yalafis ba, that the Yetzahara tries to make people feel good with. Lahania amunas chacham mimalei b'nei adam. V'hu mishkal hamirma shel negia. The false idea of negia b'dava. He says, chayvas hatalmid lahamin ki ein negia ba'olam ba'ilas koyach la'ates leif chacham la'avis mishpat. There's no negia in the world that could convince a chacham to paskin incorrectly. That's what he says. That a tam has to believe that a tam a chacham. Now, what level tam a chacham? We got to figure out. But he says there's no level of tam a chacham in the world that could. And he makes a very good strong point. He says that a dayan is not allowed to be a karev. A dayan can't pass him for himself. He says, but what about the Shailan Treifus? The Shailan Luchas Treifus. Communicate to $1,000. Well, he writes, could go in a Shailan Chomit Shabral of Apesach, which is also about Noah. Could be the Gair to Ruchush Gadol. It could be the Gair to a lot of money. So he says that for that a Chacham is believed. For that a Chacham is believed. So, it's obvious that the Torah is not chayshish a chacham, whatever level you consider a chacham, a tamachacham, is not chayshish a tamachacham for negiyas. That's what he says. I much swear on this. He said, "We're not chayshish tamachacham for negiyas." I shaychad. What about shaychad? And one reason Raya's, he brings Raya's from this Ramah that you're allowed to pask him for an oyev and a sinai. So he says, what about Shaychad? It says, Shaychad ma'avrei nechachamim. It's a fairish nepasik that Shaychad makes people paskin wrong. Listen to Chazayish. Inyan ha-Shaychad, inyan miyuchid. It's something else. He says, Ein as horas ha-Shaychad meklal ha-mishpatim, ela meklal ha-chukim. He says, Shaychad is a chayk. It's not something that's understandable. Sharei lo yasra Torah hira la'atzmai, adam raya trefa la'atzmai, afam udal, even his poor, v'chol chayiv t'liyim bai, v'mayra b'chom shavala v'pesach ha'baruchush gadol, k'shiyayra la'heter, v'echa anirganim yahar achrav, ki hefsin memaynai ha'tastai, the fear of losing money is a toss, harizemina maharim achri rabam. So we trust him. So he says, Shaychad is a chayk. It's a chayk. But he does add. It says in the Torah, Kya Shaychad Yavrei Nechachamim. What's the Chazaynish? He said that, again, I'm quoting a piece of what he says, but this is what he says. He says, Shaychad umina genuyais b'muchlet. It's a disgusting thing. Shatari teyavtai. Somebody would give Shaychad. He says, "B'yoisha amru istakel Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'toyro ubarei lamai." Since istakel by raiso ubarei alma, chayva hatoyra koyach b'shoyched la'aver ulasalif. So therefore, shoychad has the power to be ma'avrei nechachamim. Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. In the Torah, it says, "In a din Torah moment, there's a power of shoychad to." Power of Shaychad. So, Mele, the power of Shaychad, it's takim avrei nechachamim. It's limited, he says, to mishpat, the things that are dine mamin. He brings, the Gemara says, when you paskin ibershana. Nowadays, you have a set calendar. Once upon a time, they had they decided whether to be ma'abre the shana. So it says, the Kohen Gadol and the Melech are apostled to sit in the Bezdin for Ibrashana. Why? The Kohen Gadol, because he walked barefoot on Yom Kippur, and they make the month later, it's going to be colder when he walks on the floor. So Kohen Gadol would rather not make a month later. And the Melech, because the Melech has annual contracts, and the annual contract in an Ibiyah, he loses a month. He gains a month. For the same salary, he gets 13 months instead of 12 months. So, there's a Bachar in Yeshiva whose family had a terrible financial ruin. So I told him, look, I can't support your family, but every month, I'll give you a certain amount of money every month. You should be able to live. So he's a smart boy. He comes to me every Rosh Chodesh. If he would come every first of the month, he wouldn't gain a Ibr Shana. Now he gains 7 months in the 19 years. I mean, hopefully it won't be 19 years, but he comes Rosh Chodesh. So that's what it says about the Melech. So he says, you see there's Negiyas. He says, yeah, because that's called Mishpat. Anything the Torah calls Mishpat is included in the Gzeres HaKosav Hashef and Yamrei Nechachamim. But otherwise, it's not. It's Gzeres HaKosav Sheichet. The Melech, I understand, is money. The Kohen Gadol is not really Sheichet. It's featured in Bikol. And the, so I mean, it's also a type of Sheichet. It seems to be, if you pay someone for Paskin Hilchas Treifus, right. there's no Negiyas.
There's no violation of the person to give that Sheichet?
That's what it seems.
Wow,
I agree. I don't know. The Lamaisa Dine Shechar Simin Tes. It only says by Chayshim Mishpat. We'll see. I guess we get Simin Tes if it says anything. But I don't know. You're allowed to pay someone to Paskin Dine Yisavahet. I don't know.
Why did the Shechar that he didn't know how to pay?
But the Torah says, the Sheikh Yarei Nechachamim. That's what you mean.
So I'm saying, because he's doing what he's called his eyes to the truth, but not because he's like somehow clouded. Why would
Yarei Nechachamim doesn't mean that he's going to pass him differently because of the Sheikh? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's the point.
He will pass him differently.
Your friends, the point is your friends. So we have faith in the Nine, but the Nine says, listen, for $1,000 I'll pass him like you.
No. Sheikhat is also, even if you give money, they should pass in Kedin. If you give him money, you should pass in Kedin, it's also Sheikhat. And if you give it to him, somehow, you don't tell him it's for the din, you just send him a gift in the morning and come to it in the afternoon. It's really also. I think that his point is, it says, Ma'avrei Nechachamim. Kumara has very extreme stories about people who did small favors. I think it's a vice with Shmuel. Someone gave him a hand to help him across a road. I was opening a door, and God for me, he had feathers on his clothing, and he brushed it off, and he said, "Still no l'choladina." So, but one thing about the Chazanish is very, is very controversial. Whether it's so, I don't know what to do. You can't shlug up a chazenish from a sif in Shulchan Aruch. I want to read to you a sif in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not the first one to ask this question, but I'm not sure how it stims with the chazenish. Chazenish is saying that Talmud Chacham is not chashud. Again, what level Talmud Chacham we can debate, but a proper Talmud Chacham is not chashud on the Giyas. Except by Sheichad, which is Ma'arei Nechacham. There's a Gemara in Yevamis, it's brought this specific Ramon Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Beis, Lamed Vav, in Yeridea. And I'm quoting, Talmud Chacham Sha'amah Dvar Halacha, V'dovra Negei Alididei. Someone said a Psak Halacha, he said it over, repeating it from someone else, in service they gave it to him. Im Omra Kaidim Hamaisa. If he said this Shmua before his negaya to him, Shaymin Lai. Later his negaya to him, we listened to him. Vim Lav ain Shaymin Lai. But if not, then we don't listen to him. And listen to what it says. Vidavka Shama Kakibalti. If he repeats, this is what I heard from a Talmud Chacham. Kakibalti. I have a Kabbalah, this and this. So if he's negaya, we don't listen to him. Avalamama Svara. If he says svaro mara panim ledvar, he brings rayas, so that everyone should figure it out. Who nira? And if it makes sense to people, shaymin lai. They can judge it on its merits. But it says there, if he says a dvar shmua from other people that we don't trust him. That sounds like a very strong thing. He said, I'm saying something over b'shem someone, and we don't trust him. This negate, how do you understand with the chazanish? Very, very difficult to understand. No, yeah. About what? Rav Tzadik was talking Davka Tabi de Chachamim, I don't know. I'm not sure. What he's saying is that when someone in his personal life has negiyus, there's no shaila. He's saying when someone's paskin yahalacha, he's not a chashid. His language is that the idun nafshay, the honesty of his neshama, is more important. You know, it's a funny thing. We do see that people who have a shaila in basa b'chalav and chametz, and they lose a lot of money, take it much better than losing a dentaira chayshe mishpat. We see that all the time. If you lose a dentaira chayshe mishpat, even for a smaller amount, they're bitter and they complain. And somebody who loses money because of yeridaya, he has to throw away a pot, he has to throw away food, it doesn't have the same bitterness. It's an interesting thing. So, according to him, one is exeris akasav, and one is not. Maybe it's the nitzachin that bothers him. I don't know. It could be it's the other person winning the nitzachin shabbai. That's the truth of the matter. But there's a tumult as follows in the paiskim, in the standard paiskim in halacha. It says that a person is allowed in Hilchos Nida, Roya Adam Demei Ishtai. The Shach brings based on a Taisvis in Nida Daf Chaf, I think. He says Adam Roya Demei Ishtai. His wife has a Shiloh with blood. Or some is not a Shiloh, but even if it's a Shiloh that needs a Shikoladas, a person could see Kapaskin. This is Dine Karis. It could be, and a person allowed a Paskin. He's trusted to Paskin. So that stems well with the Chazay Nesh. A person Achashir Anigi. Comes along the Chachma Sadam. The Chachma Sadam says that's only. It's not Chachma Sadam. Says that's only Demei Ishta. She's Becheskes Tar. Now Shaila, did she become Tamei? So Adam Raya Demei Ishta. So what happens if she went to the mikveh and she has a Shaila if the Tefila was a good Tefila? She comes back with a Shaila if the Tefila was a good Tefila. There, Zakta Chazaynish, she's Becheskes Tamei. It's a Shaila if she became Tar. Zakta, not Chazaynish, the Chachma Sadam. Zakta Chachma Sadam, there, a person is not allowed to paskin for himself, because it's Becheskes Tamei, the Chachma Sadam says. What? So it seems that there's a certain amount of Negiyus. She comes home, and she mutter, she's Aser. That's what it seems to be saying. So I hear.
Because she's a
suffix,
a
suffix
gives her
a cast. So what? What's it going to do with this? I'll read you the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Peches, Kan Chapeis. He says, Kamoi b'chol dine yisa v'heta yochal achochem lahoris la'atzmai. In dine yisa v'heta, a person is always allowed to paskin for himself. V'lei chashvinan lei, k'shahadover negea la'atzmai yekel b'zeh chasur shalom. We don't say a person is going to be meikel. K'moy ked yochal achacham lirais demei yishtai ulitara ulitama taisus shav. This taisus in Nida, I think Daf Chav. Yesh mishaimer. This is the Chachma Sadam. Yesh mishaimer zeh odafka k'sheimedis bimei tahara. Aval hayro leheter k'shi becheskes tuma. But the paskin when she's becheskes tuma, then osoloi lahayres. So he says that it's also zed nivne al yisayt shekasavnu simi yudches el cheshchita. There's such an idea that erech adam bisurim is not when there's a cheskes iser. On that, Aruch HaShulchan writes, avakvar biyarn usham the chol rabbi seinu lesvir lekein. He doesn't pass like Chachma Sadam. Chol Adam Neman Al Shaloi La'atzmai Af Beschazik Yisura Rak BeBechor Hadin Kein Ayin Sham Chinachachim Yachol Ayres Bechol Inyin Le'ishtai V'atarisi She'ken Kosev Apadis Remind Him, etc. But Chinek Aladina. So it's interesting, the Chaluk Idei is, this seems to be, I don't know how the Chazaynish wouldn't stem with Chachma Sadam, it sounds like. The Chazaynish writes, it's a Chayla writes, Al Ha'adam, that someone is Chashud. and Sheikhar is different. And here it seems to be a machlaikis of Gedalei HaPaiskim. Traces back probably to Chalik's the Shach and Taz and Hilchos Shechita about how much a person is chashed on the Gias.
So it's okay. Once the Bedikas passed that she's done, he can't even check the Bedikas for the
Shevin Akiyah. Hitaka says that. He says, Zodav Shemedis Bime Tahara. He says that. If you're back in the Lashon. Vyesh Rishon Chazan. Zodav Shemedis Bime Tahara. He's saying that if it's Bime Tuma, which he means it must be in Bedikas. It's totally in Shechita. Shechita is a machlaikis in Taisvis. It is becheskas tuma. The Lashon Gemara is a behema is becheskas iser atchivad lachaba manishchita. Is becheskas kasher atchivad lachaba manitrafa. So treifis after a good shechita is becheskas kasher. And the Gemara says that Shechita is Becheskes Isser. So Tosfos says, why is it Becheskes Isser? There's no, it's not an nevela beforehand. So Tosfos says, what? Becheskes Eivim Rachai, it's Eina Shechuta, Masdikim Isser Isser, and the Bahagi quotes. So it's Becheskes Isser by Shechita and then Achinami. Now this doesn't mean when he says it's not a Shaila, it's a Pasha thing that's Mutter.
So by
so he does say, I don't pass the Chacham Sa'adam, for Rak B'Bachar Adin Kain, Ayin Sham. Mustafa is exerts a custom sought by Bachar. He says Rak B'Bachar Adin Kain. But, it's, I guess in a way, in a certain way.
But,
no, but if it has a mum, it's a matana, it's a gift of Kain. It's mum and end. The negiyas could be the mum and negiyas. Anyway, it's just a fascinating machloikis. The Chazal Nish also doesn't stem with the Mechaber. It only stems with the Ramah. Mechaber said Oyev is possible. So it's very hard to see the Chazal Nish. Now, according to Rabbi Yisrael Gershuni, then everything's a Drabanan. So it's not so shver in the Chazal Nish, right? Rabbi Yisrael Gershuni said that's a smach to be alma. The pasuk is not talking about Dayanim. So according to him, it's a little better, but. It's a very difficult thing. I know I had a month or two ago two people had a sechsuch. So I agreed. I told them it's a short thing. I can sit with them. So they came. When they walked in, the shutfim came. One of the shutfim is a boy who grew up here in the shul. One of the shutfim. So I said to them, "I'm apostle to Paskin here. I can't." So they said, "Afal came." It said Afal PK. So it says here by Oyev that if they say Afal PK by Koriv, they're not supposed to say it. You can say Naman Olayaba, but it's not recommended. But by an Oyev, it says you could say Afal PK. So I turned to this boy who grew up in Shul today. He's already, I don't know if he has married children, marriageable age children. So I told him, I just want to warn you. My experience is when I have Negias to one side and people take me, Afal Pikain, I sort of bend over backwards not to favor my side. Usually when one side is a friend of mine, I usually end up going the other way. Not deliberately, but I have such a tendency. So I told him it's absurd. I told him that. I mean, so he said Afal Pikain. So, okay.
Is that a problem
with Midas
Hasidus? What? Is it a problem with Midas Hasidus?
It says somewhere out here in the Sma that if they're the Sma, the end of the Ramah, that if they're Makabal, it works. So the end of the Ramah. Let's turn the end of the Ramah. This talk an interesting Sma.
What about we have you?
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. There's some Ben Machaveri also. They. Okay. I'm not going to comment on something that could be traced. But, okay. At the end of the Ramah. Now, it's very interesting, the Sma, but let's first see the end of the Ramah. What about if you're willing to do it? The last four lines of the Ramah, okay, on the on the Amid Beis of Sivzai. Mishaimer aladayin shu sainei ayavai, baldinai, shu sainei ayayav baldinai, ena neman sarchrai lidvarav. And afterwards he says, you know, I found out he's a friend, he's got to prove it. Right before that. Afilu. Okay, we have to go higher up. I'm sorry. The second line on the page. L'chein, mutaliya is dying. Kishazeh bayra lo yechad, vizeh bayra lo yechad. You'll be the dying for one or the other, since he holds the ayev is mutter. It's just the midas chasidus, not two. But if it's zeh bayra, then it's mutter. Kikielachad bayra lo yavai. And that's the derech. Each person is his bayra is an ayev. And he can even be a dayan to his Talmud. The filu bezin apostle ladai misham av avesina yochel haishiv the yadam acherim ksher mishiyadainu. And they could choose others. There's asmana. It's an ayev. So they could choose if they have authority in the town. So they could force them to take somebody else. Yishamei adayin shusayne ayavai ayayu valdina yene neman b'tzarach raya lidvar. Haminada chaverim mishum shizilzul bekvaydai. Somebody who puts someone in chayrim yachol adainai. I don't think the person will come. Ameach hashein esayin doesn't hate him. He just mizalzul bekvaydai. You hear this? I don't hate him. Mizalzul bekvaydai. You put him in chayrim. That's it. Okay. I don't get it. But okay. I want to show you smachov. Because people ask, is there any source for the what they do today in batedinim that each side picks someone that's favorable to him? And they go to a din Torah, which is pashtus, not proper. Smelam from Smachov, 1 second. Kol echad bayur oyavoi, pirish. Dayan zeh bayur loy echad. Pirish. Din zeh bayur loy echad. It's called Zabla. Each one chooses one. Who? Kol echad yavar loy mishuhu yavin dvarav la shurai. Each one chooses someone who understands his side, what he feels is properly. And he'll be matzia, he'll explain the tzatzchus of his side. And the friend will get someone. That's the job of a buyer. Now he's not allowed to lie, but he's allowed to look for schusim. Mutalas is king. Kibisha gambara sheni yasa king. Vakol toli bishlishi. It's like agreeing to be psak by one. Chekos shabbe marik behedya. Like her mashakosim be ir shushan, which is appropriate to be learning today. Now ir shushan is the levush. His name was Mardechai, and he named the svarim after words in the Megillah. Derech b'dei adam ukein, ashein le'lasis kein min adin. Min adin, really, all three are supposed to, but l'maisa, that's accepted to do. Av a karev apostle min atayra, apostle gam b'zeh bayra. A karev or apostle, you're not supposed to choose for a bezin no matter what. Kein isim b'marik. But ayev, which is a lower level, it's about nefesh yachman alatzmai, could do it, and so here is where it says that that even though it's a midas chasidus not to do it, in a case where the both sides are agreeing that doing is a bayur, where people choose an ayev, that it's mutter. So it seems to be that it's okay, and
one side.
The expression Toin Rabboni, it's assumed that a Toin is a Talmud Chacham. It's not really it's a modern language for the Toin in law, a lawyer who's a Toin, as opposed to a Din Torah. But that's what it's called, what?
A Toin Rabboni is
La Fuke, Toin Rabboni is a modern term. La Fuke Italian in the Tainus for you in court. Tainus is a lawyer, but Tainus is someone who presents your arguments. There's a big sichsuch in the Batei Dinim. A lot of Tainim don't want their person to answer questions. They say, I'll answer. A lot of Bateidinim, better Bateidinim don't allow it. Because when you ask somebody who experienced it, he's going to say, you can see sometimes that a person how truthful he is. And by having someone else, especially a professional, say it for him, it makes problems. It's for a different time, but this whole arrangement is something of a catch-22. But that's for a different time. But this arrangement, this is the Maramokim, it's not what you would expect it to be. Here in the Sma by Oyev, that you can do
the fact that you have three and now you have two on one side, is that the mechanics
It should be the mechanics, because really, even a the Zebayer, if he sees this person's wrong, he's really supposed to go the other way. If he sees this person's wrong. What?
Why is it he's like a
dying,
you're paying him.
Does it say he's paying him? Or does it say
paying
him? Well, the Dayanim get paid what's called Schar B'Teila, but they get paid equally from both sides, supposedly.
Not yours.
It's supposed to be. I once somebody here in Shul had that his Tayin had to drop out. He went to jail. So I took over for him. And I wasn't going to charge him with someone in Shul, but the other side tied him. Maybe they were right. How much are you paying? He said, Tim, how much are you paying? I wanted to know. So, technically, he's right, because you're not supposed to pay one, not pay one.
They only one side pay. The one who was mamad,
the other side, they didn't pay. That's unusual. There must have been a reason for it. Usually, it's Schar B'Teila, and usually they're both.
They took a lot of money, too. So the guy turned red.
He didn't know going in what was going to cost.
I
guess his Schar B'Teila is like a Nike Magolius, you know. All right, I want to wish everyone a Freilich Purim. Those who can are welcome to join me at home tomorrow night or on Purim Day. In the meantime, have a wonderful Purim.